Onto the business of surfing. Jake Brissett is the owner of Lake Effect Surf Shop in Shorewood. It opened in 2016. He joins us on the line this morning. Jake, how are you this beautiful fall, almost winter day?
Doing great, Jeff. And we actually got some waves out there today, so I can't complain. This is excellent.
All right. So you've been surfing this morning already?
I held off to conversation, but okay. I will be running out there once I dip out of here.
All right, that's great. That's great. So, what's a surfboard going to cost me these days? I just have no idea. I bought some paddle boards through the years, but talk us through kind of just the surfboard 101 economics.
Absolutely. Well, surfboards, just like any industry, you know, cars, things like that, you know, you can find some really nice expensive ones with all the bells and whistles, and you can find some more affordable, even used ones that are great for beginners and pretty much almost any price point. You know, generally speaking, you know, a brand new beginner surfboard, we'll say, or a molded epoxy, kind of a more, you know, less boutique one would cost around, you know, $400 to $500 brand new. Now, if you're looking at that board used, you're looking more in that, you know, maybe, you know, $200 to $300 range, if you're lucky. But, you know, things have gone up since the pandemic, and more and more people surf. So I will say the prices have gone up, a little bit here and there, but, generally speaking, you can usually get into that sport here for about, you know, $400 for the board and then maybe another, you know, $400 for that entire wetsuit setup with the boots, the hoods, the gloves, and all that.
Okay. As you were thinking about opening the business, how did you kind of overcome the initial? I'm sure there was some skepticism from banks and maybe investors, like, oh, you know, this Jake kid is pitching the idea of a surf shop in the Midwest in Milwaukee. How'd you overcome that? And just tell us a little bit about your entrepreneurial journey.
Absolutely. I never, you know, growing up as a, you know, kid here in Wisconsin, I never planned on, you know, starting a surf shop or, you know, being a retailer or anything like that, really. It was just my love of the sport. I love to snowboard, skateboard, surf, kind of do everything on a board. Mm-hmm. And really just going through life, having that be a big part of my life, and ended up, you know, hitting my 20s. I think when you hit your 20s, you're trying to start figuring stuff out in late 20s, early 30s, and what you really want to do. You know, you got the partying out of your scene. So, at that point, it was just one of those, like, what do I want to do in life? And I love people. I love teaching people things. And I would find myself on Facebook being that guy that, like, when there's a new surfer in town, would reach out to them and say, hey, here's the gear you need. Here's where you probably want to check out. And I generally, you know, enjoyed that, helping people out, getting started. So, you know, doing that. And then also, you know, my love for surfing, it just kind of, you know, kind of blossomed into an idea of starting the surf shop here in Milwaukee.
And was the location in Shorewood, was that purely, hey, it's really close to the lake?
That was a factor, absolutely. Yeah. You know, we were looking at those areas close to a beach because we do offer rentals and we didn't want to have our customers have to hog year around town. So, yeah, that was one of the biggest factors. And, you know, I came from Madison, so I really didn't know much about Milwaukee at all or really what any of these neighborhoods were like. But I did surf in Shorewood here at Atwater Beach. And, you know, it seemed like a very nice community, you know, not only to do business in, but the locals as well are just very nice and supportive. So, I don't know. You know, it's just funny how the stars align, and we ended up finding an open space that fit our budget, you know, just a half mile from the beach here.
Very good. Jake Brissett is the owner of Lake Effect Surf Shop. When we come back, more inspiration from the entrepreneur, and I want to get your assessments, Jake, kind of just the current retail climate that we're living in, what you're seeing, not only in the North Shore where your location is, but, you know, across the region. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. Jake Brissett is the owner of Lake Effect Surf Shop in Shorewood, Wisconsin. Jake, again, thanks for spending time with us this morning. So how do you balance kind of running the brick and mortar, the lessons, the rental business? You're an ambassador at Royal Enfield. I have a family. Like, how do you balance it all in your entrepreneurial brain?
Yes. part. You know, you start, I feel like in life you just add stuff on, and it never really gets easier, right? But I'll say one thing is the family always comes first, and that's how it should be, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing I always focus on, is making sure my family's, you know, provided for, taken care of, and most importantly, happy, right? Yeah. So that's the number one priority. Then I'd obviously say the businesses is after that, because that's what directly supports them. So it is all kind of one big loop, but finding the way to prioritize that. As I mentioned before, I always try to throw that family first. And then, you know, after that, I focus on the people, right? Keeping mm-hmm. your employees happy and the people that are behind the brand. So, you know, it's hard to say, you know, how you really prioritize it, because things just pop up throughout the year, you know, at different avenues, whether it's with your family or your business or even, you know, your second business, right? Yeah. So, what's nice is after doing this for 8 years, Jeff, is you do get kind of a flow where you order, you know, on your schedules, and you obviously do your taxes, your QuickBooks and all that on schedule. So once you kind of start flowing with the business and getting things all on track, then that's when you can start to, you know, look at adding a piece here or seeing what would fit next.
Yeah. What's your assessment of the current retail climate now? I mean, there's probably some seasonality to your business, obviously, but as we kind of head into the holiday season, what are you seeing out there from a consumer standpoint?
You know, it seems pretty tough right now for a lot of brick and mortar retail businesses. And, you know, I'll say it's never been easy, right? Like,
right.
We live in an online era, mm-hmm. and that's obviously going to be your main competition, is that fast and easy click. I will say what helps with a brick and mortar like ours is just having that, you know, unique niche culture or following, I should say. So mm-hmm. what's cool is, you know, we offer exclusive products, right? Our Surf Wisconsin t-shirts, our Milwaukee Surf Club, Lake Effect Surf Shop stuff. And that's something you really can't get anywhere else. So, now people can purchase that online as well, but right. A lot of people, what I find is they come to the store for the experience, right? They want to talk to you. They want to be around other surfers and be immersed in that culture. So what helps with these niche businesses like ours is that, you know, it's not only a place to come and buy goods, but it's a place you can come and, you know, hang out with other people that have the like mind, talk with other people who know the culture that you're in, and just share those experiences.
Yeah, I've always appreciated, Jake, your kind of your approach to planting seeds and cultivating community. I mean, you're involved in the Business Improvement District in Sherwood, so it's kind of a rising tides lifts all boats from a surf standpoint, right? That's what you do each and every day.
Absolutely. Well, and I love when you say planting seeds, Jeff. You mentioned that, you know, that phrase. And I thought about that the other day, and I'm like, you know, if you really want to just say building relationships, that's pretty much the same thing, right?
Right.
You know, I hope that doesn't sound too slimy business man of me, say, oh, plant the seeds that, you know, hopefully we'll make that money later, right? But what it really comes down to is just building a relationship. That seed is just your introduction to that relationship with the customer, or honestly, I consider most of them friends at this point. So
very good. So if you're heading out surfing after this, what is it, full wetsuit, and like how cold is it? Is it getting out there?
Oh, it's so funny you mentioned that, because, you know, we're in one of the few surf climates where the air temperature fluctuates literally 100 degrees throughout the year, right? Mm. It can be 100 in the summer, and it can be easily zero in the winter. So, you know, a couple of days ago, I was wearing a 3-millimeter wetsuit without boots and gloves and just fine out there. I woke up today, it's 40 degrees and windy, and I'll probably be in a 4-millimeter with a hood, boots, and gloves. So, you know, it's just you wake up and you see what Mother Nature is going to give you, and you work with it.
All right. Very good. Surf on. Have a great day, Jake, and I appreciate your time.
Jeff.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Jake Brissett is the owner of Lake Effect Surf Shop in Shorewood, Wisconsin. Check him out. It's a great, great local retail option. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ.